From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Ukrainian lawmakers are giving presidential powers to the Speaker of the Parliament, seemingly ousting President Viktor Yanukovych, though he has not ceded power. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the U.S. is pledging its support to the Ukrainian people.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, National Security Advisor Susan Rice made it very clear who the Obama administration supports in Ukraine's fast-moving political changes.
The United States is on the side of the Ukrainian people.
Rice says the agreement Ukraine's parliament is planning to follow should be a positive step for the country.
We are going to have a unity government. We are going to have near-term elections. We are going to have constitutional reform. And that reflects the will of the Ukrainian people and the interests of the United States and Europe.
Rice also said the U.S. will help to provide financial aid to the Ukrainian economy with the International Monetary Fund. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Federal prosecutors in New York say they're going to seek the extradition of drug cartel kingpin Joaquin Guzman. He was captured this weekend by Mexican and U.S. authorities in a Mexican resort town. As head of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, Guzman was the world's most wanted drug lord. He evaded capture for 13 years. He's facing a variety of charges in the U.S. Netflix has agreed to pay Comcast to make sure its customers get better access to its programming. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the deal could set a precedent in the cable business.
Some Netflix customers have complained that they encounter buffering when they try to watch programs like House of Cards through their local internet service providers. Netflix said the deal with Comcast would give customers a better user experience. A source familiar with the deal said Netflix will pay Comcast to connect more directly to its customers, bypassing some of the internet companies that now act as middlemen for digital traffic. For Comcast, the deal resolves what had threatened to become a big public relations problem at a time when it's seeking government approval of its proposed merger with Time Warner Cable. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The 2014 Winter Olympics have come to a close. The International Olympic Committee chairman hailed the Games a success and thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin for his personal commitment to the event. During the closing ceremonies, U.S. short track speed skater Jordan Malone said he really believes in the Olympic spirit.
The Olympics hosts the world, and it brings all nations together. And, you start it as basically being your nation and competing as your nation, and you end it with relationships started with the entire world, you know, a connection, a bond with the rest of the world.
Russia came out on top at the Games, winning the most medals, 33 overall. The U.S. finished second with 28. This is NPR News. The UN Human Rights Office reports an alarming upsurge in executions in Iran since the beginning of last year. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports at least 80 people have been executed, but some reports put that figure as high as 95.
The UN office says most people in Iran have been executed for drug-related offenses. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says her office is particularly concerned by the secret executions last month of two members of a minority group on ill-defined charges of enmity against God.
They were allegedly denied access to a lawyer and their families for the first 9 months of their detention, and reportedly subject to torture and forced confessions.
The UN reports Tehran executed between 500 and 625 people last year, including 57 in public. They included political prisoners and ethnic minorities. The most common method of execution is by hanging. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The price of gas has gone up over the last 2 weeks. The latest Lundberg survey says the average cost for a gallon of regular gasoline rose 12 cents to $3.41 per gallon. And fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's likely prices will keep rising.
Since retailers have not finished passing through to motorists the hikes they are paying at wholesale, there's a few more cents to go.
The current price is still 38 cents per gallon lower than last year. The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow over the government's plan to cut carbon emissions. Industry groups are challenging the Environmental Protection Agency over plans to require new power plants and factories to find ways to reduce heat-trapping emissions. This is NPR.